Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. And, you know, life is a gift. And I don't care how old we are, how young we are, old or older, it's a gift. It's a gift. I hear so many of my friends that are a lot older, probably like in their 80s plus, and they say every day when they wake up, it's a gift. And I'm just so happy to be here and happy to be here with you. Many of our listeners listen archive, which is convenient. That's what I love about the internet, so that we can, you can tune in when it's convenient for you. You can tune out. You can stop, start. That's the beauty of it all. And so today you guys get me. There's sometimes where it's just I just want to do the whole show and then have room for people to call in if you want to call in. Call in number is 347-945-5428. If you're listening archive, always email. You can always email us and we will get back to you. It may take a little bit of time, but we promise we will. And that email is radio@realityuniversal.com. If for any reason we never do get back to you, call us, because that means we didn't get it. Because as much as we love the internet, we love technology, it isn't perfect. So I just want you to know that, because I wouldn't want anybody thinking that we didn't respond. So let us know. You can go to realityuniversal.com for all contact information, etc. So today is mainly for real estate agents and brokers. I think a lot of, just like anything in life, a lot of tips, a lot that we learn can apply to many different situations in life, different businesses, etc. So I'm always about teaching. Even if we're teaching and only one person gets it, it's worth it to me. Even if you're listening and you have other situations, there could be something you'll hear that'll set a spark off for you. So then to me, it's worth it. So that's why we open it up to everybody. And today, it's about real estate agents, brokers. What is your gift and how are you giving back? People need to live somewhere, whether buying, selling, or renting, and most will come into touch with real estate agents, brokers, and property managers. So you as an agent have a great opportunity to serve and use your gift to change lives. How do you stand out from the rest? And remember, you're an original. Don't throw away the mold and let your gift shine. You don't want to try to just do what everybody else does. It's really important in our industry to let your gift shine and hone in on your gifts and go from there. And this is how you're going to learn to stand out. And I am always a believer this from the beginning. I was never the type of person, and anybody that knows me knows that I would prefer to be original, and I think I made it that way, and it turned out that way. I've never been one to just say, okay, let me be like everybody else. Because then we're not different, where our uniqueness isn't coming out. And of course, in our industry, agents and brokers, and you need to learn everything you can about the industry. You need to stay updated on laws, regulations. You want to hone in on your craft and be as good as you can get. And of course, there's going to be things that you need to learn and stay abreast that are, standard. But you wanted your style and everything else. You want to come out and you have gifts, and you have gifts to give back. And we're going to talk about some of that today. And I don't know, after all the years in the industry, I really think, for me personally, real estate's been my vehicle to reach out to others, to create systems, to do things, to try to make things better from my heart. Sometimes, there's so many things that go on in the industry, and we'll get into some of that today. We never have enough time on these shows, never, 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 but at least we can give you food for thought. But we'll get into some of that, because I really, after all these years, I believe it's a vehicle, and I believe no matter what you're doing, what industry you're in, what you do in life, we always have something that we can teach you and you can teach us, everybody you meet. And everybody's so uniquely different in our gifts, and I wish we could just all get along better and realize that instead of trying to change people. The world needs you, one person and one group at a time. So come back. Now we're going to take a quick break and listen in and see where your nuggets are that you should use without trying to be like everyone else. We will be right back.
We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
We are back, and this is Natalie Mullinex, and you're listening to Realty Universal Radio. So we're going to go into what your gift is and how you're giving back in just a little bit. So today, did you guys watch the debate live? So much is going on right now with the elections. And please vote. If you're not registered to vote, please vote, because your vote does count. And we've got some serious times going on right now, serious, where we all need to get involved. So I wondered if you watched it live or watched the football game. I watched it live. I heard Siri said she watched the football game. She's pretty smart. And I'm looking forward to the next one. And hopefully we're gonna see some changes when whoever gets in. And news in real estate: Chinese billionaire Wang Yilin says that they are in a huge bubble and is spiraling out of control pretty fast. We've been there, we've seen it, and it does certainly affect the rest of our world, so it's really important to keep abreast and be safe. I know we'll make it through. The millennials, what they're saying is they're renting longer. Realty Times says many of the millennials are actually taking the ones that are buying are taking their equity to find vacations and fund vacations and do different things. They're really into being able to have their freedom. So I noticed with millennials, they definitely they look at the world a lot differently. And I mean, I'm an older generation. And I think they have a lot to bring to the table. I was talking to another broker recently who just said it would be great if we could get the old-timers to get together with the young millennials, and then we could teach them how to deal with people more one-on-one, how to get in and let our gifts shine that way, and they could teach us the technology and deal together on the masses. I think that would be lots of fun. We are having an appraisal shortage. which is going to be causing more delays in real estate. Appraisers need about 2,500 hours of experience now to get in the industry and apprentice, et cetera. We're seeing more of that. So for you agents and brokers that are, I'm sure you're having it happen too, we just have to make sure that the loans are locked in, make sure we're allowing ample time for closing settlements. The TRID rules are supposed to be changing slightly, which that may help. But we will make it through. We'll definitely make it through. I'm thrilled that Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae are still here. I know President Obama said approximately 5 years ago they'd like to see it be more go away and be privatized. I don't agree with that statement. I think we need it. It's worked for quite a long time. Why fix something that isn't broken, huh? And our markets are still pretty good in the U.S., and technology makes business so much easier than the old days, but we still have lots and lots of competition, and so much is changing. Now, one thing I meant to mention a minute ago, this first-time home buyers in many states, I'm not sure if you're dealing with first-time home buyers or not, but if you're listening out there, the states and the counties are giving lots of monies for down payment assistance. Some places, I mean, thousands of dollars. Some on the average, maybe $5,000. But definitely check into that if you're a first-time home buyer or you're working with first-time home buyers, because there are a lot of neat programs out there right now. And the lenders can advise you and get you into all that. So much competition, whether you're new, whether you're seasoned, whether you're reinventing yourself, whatever's happening, how do you stand out? And how do you make a difference so that you're not just like every other agent and broker, and that people want to do business with you, that people care and you care? And I'll tell you, the biggest thing is be you. Just be you. And work on you. Learn everything you can about your market. If you're new, and even if you're older, when I say older, I mean seasoned in the business. That didn't sound right, did it? Because we have a lot of people that are older when they first get into the industry. But if you're new in the industry or you're seasoned, get into listening to tapes, listening to sales seminars, listening to selling in other industries. This isn't just about only selling in real estate. It works across the board. But it's really important to develop a unique way of how you present and be you. We all have our own personality. We definitely – and don't change who you are. It's just – so that's the biggest thing that I can say, is to really be you and really care and mean it. If you get in this industry and you're just getting in because you want to make money, but you really don't like people and you don't like dealing with people and talking with people, you may want to take an assessment test or a couple, and see if it's the right industry for you, because you definitely have to be able to deal with people and like people and enjoy people. And one of the arts that we get involved in constantly is negotiating, making it a win-win. Sometimes I think we should be able to get an honorary psychology degree, because we have to deal with so many people and be that glue that holds it together. And so there's a fine line between staying quiet, you know, being peaceful, keeping it working, and then being overly aggressive to make it work for people. So that's where you definitely want your personality to come in and learn how to do it. So what are the things you do? Work on your speaking skills, work on your appearance, listen, have empathy, and remember to get to know the buyer or the seller. It's really important to ask a lot of questions and get to know them, build rapport. Many of what we do a lot of real estate menu systems, a lot of programs. We've taken advantage of the internet, and many of the agents and brokers we work with around the country work virtually, as we do as well. It's still necessary to actually work together, and it's still necessary to handle full service, and many people are face-to-face. But if you're not face-to-face, how do you do it? How do you you still can build rapport, and that is to ask many questions, find out what their needs are, find out what the seller's needs are, what the buyer's needs are, and go from there, because sometimes I found over the years people think they want one thing, but they really want something else. And when you ask a lot of questions as far as the uniqueness of what they're looking for, you'll start figuring it out. You'll also, they'll feel a lot more comfortable with you too, because they know you care, and that makes a huge difference to do it. So you're already, no matter who you work with, where you go, and around the world too, they have different, there's different associations, there's some areas where you don't even need a license to sell, which is becoming less and less prevalent. But how you're going to develop your style and find out your gift is, you know your gift. You already know what you're really good at when it comes to dealing with people. It's good that you can ask some of your friends, you can ask your family, what do you think I'm really good at? What stands out to you? And in real estate, you would think, okay, we're going to need to be detailed, we need to negotiate, we need to have empathy, we need to like people and communicate. Of course, it depends on, even if you're doing commercial deals, if you're doing rentals, if you're doing sales, it doesn't matter. You need to have these attributes, but that's not what is going to just make you stand out. These are, and where you're going to stand out is how you can be a leader and how people relate to you easier. And when I say that, you think, that's just common sense. People are going to, you want to be professional. You want it to have, to stand. But no, everybody has their own gift, and that's what you need to know. So, when I first got into the office, trying to learn everything, when I first got in the industry back in 85, it was 85 to the beginning of 86, it was like October 85, I just lost my father the week I got into the business, so that was not good. And then I was getting divorced, had an incident happen 7 weeks later. So my getting into it was a little difficult at that time, and I was getting in the next few months, and I had to make money and make it fast. I wasn't getting any money for child support. I was taking money out on credit cards to buy food. So when I hear people tell me, I can't get in it, I don't have any reserves, I don't have any money, I want to say to you, don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen to it. I remember my grandmother, who passed away on my mother's side years back, she told me, you'll never make it in real estate. And if I would have listened to her, listened to the naysayers, I wouldn't be where I am today. But at the time, I was really hungry, so I had to make it. And there was no alternative. So it was a do or die. And I remember listening to all the tapes I could get, everything and everything, and totally being me. I never wanted to be someone else, even from the beginning, or try to they talk about mentoring with people and emulate someone else. I think it's great to mentor. I think it's great to learn, but develop your own style. And what I used to do is I was learning, I was reading, I was going to the trainings, but I wanted to make sure I was getting the right advice. So I used to ask everybody in the office the same question. They didn't know I was asking the same question, but I would ask, you know, five or six different people the same question and see what their take was and get different answers. And and I did it, just immersed myself in it. And at that time, we could actually cold call. We could actually make calls and just keep going, because it is a numbers game. It's absolutely a numbers game. And it's really good to get yourself out there dealing with a lot of different people, making calls to where you can call, because nowadays it's a lot different, but you can still call people in certain situations, and try to deal with as many people as possible so you're learning the personalities, it's important to do the same thing over and over again so you don't get in trouble when somebody doesn't think that you're doing something, that you're changing or being prejudiced or anything like that. It's very important to always do and learn systems and do the same thing over and over again with everybody, so that it's never construed that you're handling one person differently than the other. But the empathy is so important. So you get to know the people, and how do you you listen to tapes, what do you like to do, narrow it down, make sure you get yourself headshots so that you can set up your advertising and your marketing. Very, very important. And come up with a phrase. So come up with something unique. Again, on our shows, we have to fly through, which I don't like to fly through because this is something we could do a 2 or 3 day workshop on. But come up with the for you know, we did. I back in the late 80s, I came up with your freedom to choose the best, and I used a Statue of Liberty and put your freedom to choose the best. Now, of course, with our advertising laws and rules, you have to check with your brokers and make sure you're doing everything within the guidelines before putting it out to public without having it approved. But come up with something unique to you. Somebody may say, oh, that sounds corny. Don't worry about it. If you feel good about it, try it out. Make a guarantee to show them how much you care and that you're going to go the extra mile for people, and it definitely works. It's so let me see what different what strengths some people are you may, as far as finding clients and getting into different areas, it's really good to market your area. You may be into, go through your churches, go through organizations. It's good to join local organizations. I can't stress enough that it's really important to dress professionally in the industry. Nowadays, things are a lot more laid back. People will say, you didn't have to get dressed to come see me. You could just, you know, throw your jeans on. And I'm not saying not to ever wear jeans, but I don't do it in real estate. I don't do it if I'm meeting clients out or if I'm going out professionally. It's really important because there's a lot of subliminal, should I say, not subliminal like in the movies where they're putting it, but there's a lot of unconscious things going on. And you only get one shot to make a good first impression, whether it's on the phone or whether it's in person. And really, you know, have your own unique style and stick to that. And very, very important. But I bet you, if you try to think of different things that, if different sayings or something somebody's going to remember. Now, we also have, that we've had for years, dedicated to universal excellence. Realty Universal is dedicated to universal excellence. And I meant it then, I mean it now, and it really means something to us. And we want people to know that we do care, and we really care. And that's the big thing about being able to let someone have a good experience. So your marketing, your advertising, you want to stand out. Do something different. You try different colors. Of course, you have to have that approved. Have your headshot, have a saying, give them a guarantee, something where you stand out. There could be a cartoon you throw in there. Just think about it. And what I find, though, is you think about it and you do these things and you listen to tapes and you can listen to seminars or you can listen in your car, you can listen at home. You can never have enough education, right, and immerse yourself in it. And one thing, if you're new, you don't want to give up. If you go out and it's not working right away, try something different or keep going. Don't quit. Just keep going because this will work out. Our industry is like a snowball. If you do it over and over and over and over again, all of a sudden you'll have listings, you'll have sales, and it keeps working. So don't get discouraged no matter what. And remember, that's the way it works. And it's interesting. I can't tell you how many times you'll find you're doing so much work and work and work and not hearing or seeing anything, and all of a sudden you'll have two sales and two at the same time. It's funny when you go away and you go on vacation, so it always seems to happen as well. But if you do the things that I'm talking about doing, and it's good to journal too and write down your thoughts, you will start finding out, wow, this is my voice. This is me. This is who I am. Now, I've always been a person that tries to motivate, and I can't help but not instinctively want to motivate somebody, especially if I hear they're down or if they're just being negative and saying this can't work, this won't work. I can't help but to try to find a solution. I can't help but try to cheer them up and say, hey, you know, it will work. It will work. And it does work. There's a lot in of consistency and sticking with it. Sticking with it and don't quit. And I can show you, I've done it in, I did it in one area, downsized, went to another area and did very well in another area. It doesn't matter where you are. You bring yourself with you no matter where you are. And, of course, you want to have respect. If you're going into a meeting, it's good to know the cultures you're dealing with. It's good to know the areas you're going into it. If you, if you've been a speaker before, if you've done any presentations, it's going to help you in the industry. What I was rolling back around to your appearance, the way you're dressed, it really does make a difference. And even though somebody may tell you they don't mind if you come very casual, they may look at it differently. So you definitely want to stay very professional and develop your own style. So, again, do not listen to the naysayers. We are talking about real estate agents and brokers. What is your gift and how are you giving back? We will be right back.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate.
We are back, and this is Natalie Mullenix with Realty Universal Radio, talking about real estate agents, brokers. What is your gift? How are you giving back? Be you. Number one, be you. Don't try to be somebody else. You have your own personality, your own gifts. Just hone in and make them better, and people will love you for it, and you'll stand out. Do things to stand out, and remember, we're there to serve the buyers and sellers, not to serve ourselves, but we can take great care of ourselves, and that way we can give back and serve them and make it work. You will definitely stand out when you also hone in and learn your craft. Never, never stop learning, because we always have so many changes, so many things going on, just like the break was just saying that the loan crisis. Well, the loan crisis, the huge loan crisis, is we're back in 2008, but we're still seeing it in 2016, the tight guidelines. The guidelines have become tighter and tighter and tighter. That didn't start in 2008. From 2000 to 2006, if people breathe, they could get a house. I'm maybe saying that facetiously, but it was pretty bad. But that started in the 90s with another administration. So when we look at what's going on today, we have to look at history, because what we did back then affects how we are having things happen today, just like with you, in honing in on your gift, seeing what your talent is and where you know you're best suited to serve and give your gifts. It all took time, and you can keep changing and growing and growing, and you'll always stand out though if you stay to you, stay true to you. That's the biggest thing I can say, and you're an original. Don't let everybody change you to be what they want you to be. Be you and learn as much as you can, and you won't be able to help but stand. You won't be able to help but stand up. You will definitely, absolutely stand out. And more comes to you. Now, with me personally, I started seeing the need to offer real estate menu systems back in 1994 because of what was happening with our clients and customers, and I was never afraid to take a chance, never afraid to put that out there, because that's part of my personality. I mean, I try to be careful, but I do believe people should have choices, and we give the power back to the people to be able to do that. At the same time, we have boundaries. I mean, we have to have boundaries. You can't let somebody walk all over you. You also can't do things that aren't right. And, you know, not everybody's going to be able to work with everybody, and that's something people can find out pretty quickly. But when you have empathy and you realize our buyers, our sellers, clients, customers, however, whichever capacity you're working with people, they have their own needs, and our job is to see what they like. You know, they may love a house that you say, oh, my gosh, this is the worst house I've ever seen. Well, if they love it, does it matter? You're not the one who's going to live in it. It's what they think. Then our job would be to make sure that they have it inspected, they find out the feasibility, what's going on, can they use it for the use they want. I mean, you know, we have our roles that we have to take care of them, but they know too. And sometimes we have to, help our clients and customers, because sometimes they're scared. So we have to help them not be afraid. There's different roles that we do play, but it's all about people. And it's all about having the empathy and having them feel comfortable. And you feel comfortable, but be you. And that's the biggest secret I can say as far as you standing out from the rest. You come in and you be you and be a leader. Many of you are on teams nowadays. We started trying out teams back in the early 90s, and people were saying, what are you doing? And I do like it. I like it for people to be able to hone in their skills, and you have different people on the team helping so that everything can be done. I don't know if I like when I see teams of 50 people, because I think it's getting – it just depends. But anyhow, some of you are on teams, and there are going to be rules and logos and expressions that are still in there. So you might be saying, well, how am I supposed to stand out? I'm told I have to do it X, Y, and Z. Wait, you do, but your personality still stands out. And you'll find that, it's a blessing. And let your gift shine. Don't remember that. And the funny thing is, though, when you start doing that, it is going to come to you. You're going to get the ideas, and you're going to start thinking of things. Or you'll be driving down the road, and all of a sudden, oh, that slogan sounds good. Let me see if that would work. Let me ask and make sure you have permission to use it. I'm going to try... I like this look, or maybe I'm cutting my hair, I'm wearing a different suit. I'm doing whatever you feel comfortable with, but you want to be you. And I can tell you, so many times, I mean, you're maybe doing an advertising layout or something, and somebody says, no, I don't think that's good. I think we need to change this. If you know in your gut, no, I want to use it that way. I have a purpose. I don't want it to be like everybody else. And it feels right to me. Go with it, as long as you have permission. And so I see that happens constantly over and over and over again. And I think you'll find it's a lot easier than we make it, much, much easier than we make it. And I have faith. So I've worked with a lot of people from all different parts of the world because of having the brokerages in different places. And in Hawaii, we have such a melting pot of people coming in from all over the world. We have people that have lived on the islands, born and raised. We have people that come in from other countries that want to, you know, a lot of people from the mainland, Canada, other countries, China, Japan, Filipinos, Philippines, and the list goes on and on and on. So we have a true melting pot of cultures, and it's really interesting because there's also a huge diversity from people that are struggling all to the very, very wealthy coming in. Is just a very different area, and everybody needs to get along because it's not like you can just leave the islands quickly like you would in other communities and other areas. I find it really interesting because there's all different walks of life. I also spent a lot of years, and still do too, back and forth on the East Coast, completely different in the way a lot of things run. But people have needs. People have feelings, People want to feel important. They want to know that you care. They want to know that you listen. In our industry, it's super important to communicate. A quick text, quick phone call. I love the millennials, though, that they do not make phone calls. It's like you won't hear from them for a week. If you text, you'll get a message back in 5 minutes. So, and it's important to know that, right? Otherwise, you could get offended or take it the wrong way. Email, like I was mentioning in the beginning, if you want to email us, if we don't respond, that means we probably didn't get it and it went into cyberspace. So please connect with us, and you can connect with us through radio at Realty Universal or go to realtyuniversal.com and get in touch with us. Like I said, we never have enough time on these shows to go into a lot. You can also sign up and get on our newsletters, check into things. If you're an agent broker and you can offer menu programs, sign up with a membership with us. We do have some certifications, so there's some steps to be approved, but it's only $298 a year, and then you get to play with us and get much more in detail on all of this than what we were able to do in this short period of time. So anyhow, I look forward to talking to you one day, meeting you, seeing you, connecting with you, and remember, you are a miracle. Don't be like someone else. Be yourself, and you will shine. To everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to realtyuniversal.com. Make it a great day.